and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
I just noticed that we still have the Halloween decorations up. It's no longer Halloween, folks.
We're in November. It's cuffing season.
Oh, goddamn. Starting off quick.
Let me lick you up and down till you say stop. Let me kiss and maybe to reach the top.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Cause tonight, baby, I wanna get freaky with you.
Yeah. I wanna lick you up and down.
Oh! Damn. They don't make songs like that anymore. They attempt to, but it's like it's too graphic. It's like, okay, we don't need to know that part. You have to allude to it. You don't have to talk about it in detail.
You know what that reminds me of? You know how, like, back then, like, nudie magazines were big, like the Playboy magazines? Yes. But it wouldn't show full, like, it would show full nude, but it wouldn't, like, expose, like, a spread eagle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would still leave that little bit of, like, that mystery little, to it.
You know what I mean? Because you want to find out yourself.
And then, like
it's much more enticing when that moment when you see it for yourself in real life, it's like,
wow. Yeah.
But now everything you see everything now everything's ruined.
Crazy.
Now it's not the same. I can see a vagina in your bed, be like, man, I've seen this before.
That was it. Like that. The like, 90s
so you don't
R&B
have sex
music
anymore. Like I mean, I do, but like the excitement's not there.
90s R&B music was the lead up.
Yeah.
To what we have
exactly.
Now. And now, like,
and now, you know what? I blame 90s R&B for ruining sex for me. Fuck 90s R&B for ruining sex for all of us. You ruined it, damn it.
Damn.
You ruined it.
Damn.
It was good songs.
But was it worth it, though?
But was it worth it in the end, y'all? Y'all, we are back.
We are.
But let's start it off right, because it's been a minute since I've done this, since you heard this. So. Young World! I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Thank you for coming back for another week, another edition, another episode of your boys, the world's favorite podcast. We're back, y'all. And we apologize for being delayed. I say this all the time, but the reason why, obviously it's because Ryan, and it's his fault. Ryan doesn't like this podcast too much. He doesn't care for it too much, really. So he likes to take breaks in between. He's like, dude, I'm not in it this week. I'm like, not in it? Like, what do you
mean?
That's
messed up.
But here we are, guys. And Ryan, say hello to the children and, you know, apologize to the children.
I do sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. I never want to be able to take breaks. It's just one of those things that happens in life. It's kind of like a punch in the face that you can't avoid. And then every week that I come back and try to apologize to everybody, it's like a black eye in itself.
Black eye? Come on. Listen.
Both of them.
Oh, jeez.
At the same damn time.
Yikes.
Sound like a good Saturday to me.
Give you a black eye in bed? Is that a thing? Just like you come into work.
Goddamn.
Coming to work on Monday. Ryan, what the fuck happened to you? A good goddamn time.
Yeah, a good goddamn weekend.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't it change it for the world?
Knew. Oh dear, Ryan. What are we going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? How was the Capitol?
It was good. You know, I didn't wear this on purpose. I'll be honest with you. I just put it on and I just happened to be wearing it.
Ryan is pro-Canada ever since he came back.
Yeah, I was in the nation's capital.
Yeah.
Ottawa. Senators.
Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Is that the only
Red
team?
Blacks.
Oh, Red Blacks.
They got the Red Blacks.
That's true.
They won the Grey Cup a while ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Ottawa.
Yeah, that's Ottawa.
But
Have you seen any Red Blacks out there?
Like, you know what's funny? I actually saw... No, I didn't.
Black Aboriginals?
No, I didn't.
Damn.
Unfortunately not.
I'm trying to make some Red Black babies. So if you're Aborigines out there who are in the into that shit, it's cuffing season. So
I wouldn't see why not.
Let me know.
Would not
let
see why
me
not.
Know. But yes, you're going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Interest.
I just wanted to say thank you for joining for another week, another episode. You know, Carlos and I apologize. It's not Carlos's fault.
Never my fault. I love
had
you.
To take a break.
I wouldn't do you guys like that.
I was in Ottawa for some work stuff. And it was cool, man. It was cool. But, you know, I really wanted to just say thank you for joining. I definitely forgot to take down the designs in the back. And then for our audio listeners, we had our Halloween episode. Go check that out if you haven't.
Ryan is the type of dude that the women in the R&B make these songs about.
Yeah.
You know what? All the Keisha Coles, the Mary J. Blige's.
I'm the worst.
He's the you ain't shit dude in those music videos.
Wow.
He's the you ain't shit dudes. You know what I mean?
Legitimately,
Legitimately,
I'm not even going to take
that
away.
That
I'm 100% the worst. I'm literally the worst.
Unbelievable. You know what? You watch the guys. Look at honestly. Look at those. Watch those videos and tell me this handsome dude. You know, he comes up with all these excuses, and he's never there.
I'm never there. You know,
he comes up and like, man, you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
I abandoned.
Yeah.
A terrible partner. Yeah. I lie. Yeah.
Literally the heartbreak
literally,
kid.
I'm the worst.
Oh, guys,
don't
what are we gonna do?
This.
What are we gonna do?
Don't ever.
What are
fall
we gonna do
this.
With him, guys? Guys, let me know what I need to do because, and now there's like 50 R&B songs by females going through my head that I'm singing about this dude right now.
I didn't mean to.
But hey, literally,
just
literally excuses what they would say in those music videos.
Just kind of happened.
You're literally saying the same excuses what they would say in those music videos. Literally,
just kind of
unbelievable.
Happened.
Unbelievable. You see anything interesting out in Ottawa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like?
You know what? Okay, so have you been to Ottawa?
Never in my life.
You've never been to Ottawa.
Never
okay, so
I would like to go, but just never in my
the
life.
The first thing I like to say about I'll talk about the good things. There's a very lively culture. I went on Halloween night.
Yes, that's right.
So it was fucking packed. There's this area called the Byward Market, for those who haven't been around there. My hotel was right beside there, so it's all like the bars, the clubs. You know, tons of students just out and about and like from the university. I think it's Carleton. It's a Carleton.
Carleton, I believe, is that
Carleton
there.
University. Yeah. So, tons of fun. There was tons of people. The food was great.
Good. That's good to hear.
You know, they had really good Halloween spirit on that night, which is really cool. So it was cool to see it busy, during the first night.
But
well, I'll get to that.
Oh,
but the second night I was just doing the work stuff. You know, we saw a couple of galleries, which is really cool. The city's actually it's like a pretty beautiful city, the way that they've done sort of all the buildings, you know, with the House of Commons and stuff like.
Fucking whore. I'm eating these gummies because I have a sweet tooth when it comes to sour candies.
The House of Commons, you know, really cool seeing it in person. I've seen it before as a kid, and I highly recommend you, Carlos, go out and see it. And anybody who hasn't been to the nation's capital, at least go once. You know, that's where all of our legislative decisions are made. Laws are made. Trudeau's housed. Conservatives and liberals go at it against each other. Stuff like that.
Fighter?
Yeah, in Mortal Kombat. In Mortal Kombat. Trudeau's got his own fucking finishing move, man. Yeah.
Get over here!
Vaccinates you.
Yeah, vaccinates you.
Fucking die.
Takes your money and donates it to the Ukraine.
Finish him.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I'm in debt.
You don't even die. You just live.
You live in debt. Stuck in a dead end job. For the rest of your life.
Trudeau wins.
Yeah.
Flawless
Damn.
Victory.
Damn.
Wow, we went out.
That was the most depressive Mortal Kombat thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That is the worst.
That is awful.
Yeah, that is awful. I would rather be frozen by Sub-Zero or taken to immortal hell by Scorpion any day. Yeah, literally.
Then live in financial woe.
Okay, OSAP payments and shit like that. God.
Oh no.
Literally.
Oh. Yeah, he'd make the most evil Mortal Kombat character.
Minimum houses are 10 times your salary.
Yeah.
you can't
even afford a loan. I can't even get a loan.
I'm telling you.
It's a terrible credit because
hell. Absolute hell. That is the official Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's literal Mortal Kombat.
Trudeau
right
has
there.
Finished all of us.
Yeah. And it's flawless victory. And yeah. But you know what? We can change that, guys, when voting season comes.
Mm. Damn.
Mm-mm. But yeah, sorry. Continue.
But yeah, I know. Ottawa, really cool. The restaurants are really good. Tons of bars out there in that little area. Byward Market. It's kind of like a... It reminds me of like a Kensington Market with like a King Street and like a Queen Street all kind of combined in one little area. So
smaller?
There's like, yeah, very small. There's like probably four streets. Each street's maybe like 500 meters each, but there's just tons of bars, tons of stuff to do. There's even a strip club there for one odd reason, which is really funny.
Did you go?
No, I didn't.
You fucking...
Unfortunately not.
Did you not learn from Atlanta?
I keep skipping out
what
on the strip club.
What the hell are you doing?
We walked by it. And
oh,
I was like,
that's nice.
I was like, should we go that's in nice. And go see what Ottawa strippers
Damn it,
look
we
like?
Need content!
Ottawa strippers.
Can you imagine?
Trudeau.
That's the first thing. That's a Can you imagine you just sit there? Like, whose money is that? Here in the just giving a speech to the stripper while he's getting a lap dance.
I would not be surprised.
I mean, he's single.
Right, he's a single dude.
He's a single guy.
People like him.
Yeah. It's like, whose money is this? I have to leave. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for your
you
time.
So much for your time. Oh, but now where's the bad? Where's the let's get to the juicy part.
It was so the really weird thing about living in Toronto versus living in Ottawa. So I was up at like 7 in the morning every day, 6 in the morning. And I would try to go out and get a coffee before I started work and stuff. So then I'd be walking out like 8:30 in the morning, right?
Mm.
There's nobody on the streets. Like
empty.
Nobody.
Like,
empty.
What, like
this, literally empty.
7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. But then even like during the day when I would get a break, I would go out. Like there's very little people on the streets. It's weird, man. Mm. It's like a very unpopulated area. In comparison to downtown, when I got back to Toronto... There was more people on the street corner of like Spadina and Queen than there was in all of Ottawa.
Damn.
It was weird.
Interesting.
It was like a very unpopulated area. There's tons of condos and stuff like that, but it seems like everyone, there's not many people that go outside.
Oh.
Very odd.
I guess it's just not enough to do there, man.
I don't know. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Another one of the real sad parts is that they have a very apparent... sort of like homeless and mental illness epidemic over there. Mm. I feel like it's almost worse than Toronto.
Worse?
Yeah.
That's saying a lot.
And it's weird because there's more, I noticed more people that had issues were out and about there than there are in Toronto. Or maybe just in Toronto, like they all sort of are in one place or there's more shelters for them to go. But in Ottawa, they're just everywhere.
That's wild.
Like, there's more people that have, like, you can tell that have, like, mental issues or, like, they're homeless in some sort of sense. And they're out on the street more than there's regular people out there.
That's shitty.
So, it was really, really weird. Very, very sad to see. You think with, like, the nation's capital, we would have done something and, like, put more housing in those areas to... have these people stay, and like it was a mix of people. Like you see like Asian homeless people, like white homeless people, like Asians, or sorry, blacks, Aboriginals, like everybody. And I guess maybe they try to go to Ottawa to think they would get a better life, but supposedly there's more shelters for people to go to in places like Toronto than there is in places like Ottawa, which you think would be fucking the other opposite way.
Right.
So it's really weird to see then, like literally you go to the House of Commons where fucking Trudeau and all this money's being like transferred and, you know, taken care of. But then like you literally look across the street and there's like homeless people everywhere, like people tweaking on the streets. Mm. Like I remember just seeing like this one lady like punching the air and like yelling at the top of her lungs. And then another dude like literally with a crack pipe on like the side of the street at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And they actually have, I was noticing while I was walking towards like this bar one night, and there's literally a police or like this like security sort of team that walks around to find syringes on the floor. They have a syringe team. Like that's their job.
Shit.
So they have like a fucking suit on, like a vest that says like the syringe team, and they literally go and pick up syringes throughout all of the downtown area. It's crazy, man.
It's sad, really. I mean, you would
like,
think
really
that
sad.
Because, you know, it's the nation's capital. They would, you know, presentation is more so their thing, so they would clean it up. But you want to know what's really sad is I heard the similarities between all those that are living on the streets. They voted liberal.
Ooh. Goddamn.
Yeah, I went there. I look forward to your emails.
Wow. Send us some emails.
And your comments.
Send Carl some emails.
Go ahead. I look forward to it.
You know what our Instagram is?
I went there.
Damn.
I don't care.
Damn.
I don't care.
But yeah, wild, man.
But,
like, that was the one part that really shocked me about Ottawa. I haven't been since I was a kid, so I don't really remember it. But
being that bad?
Yeah. Seeing it now, it's just like, wow. Like, it's actually fucked. I'm used to it in Toronto, and I don't feel...
But you don't see it as in, like, a condensed...
Yeah, like, I don't see it as condensed. Yeah. Like, there was way more... Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just because there's a lack of people out and about. Mm. But, like, because Toronto's so condensed with, like, different types of people, you'll see the one in here and there, right? But then because in Ottawa, the streets are almost dead, you notice them more. So, I heard
BC is, like, the worst when it comes to, like, that scenario, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was a video I saw just recently where they said, like, it was one street, and I've never seen so many packed, like, that. It was nuts.
Yeah. Like, but encampments and stuff like that.
Literally on the street. And they're, like, tweaking. Like, they're doing drugs right in the open. Like, no shame, no nothing. And they're doing it in front of, like, offices.
Yeah.
Where people work and shit. But, man, my God. I mean, you know, to all those that are, like, going through it, y'all, like, you know, we hope you get better. And, you know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah. These are hard times. Don't get it. Yeah. I mean, you know, COVID fucking fucked everything over for a lot of people. But, you know, if you're going through it, please, like, reach out to people. Like, there's, you know, as much as it's hard times right now, like, people are willing to help. So
definitely
help when you can.
Try to find some help.
Absolutely.
Like, it's really tough to see, and we can only, you know, try to relate. But Carlson and I definitely don't feel that as hard as these people happen to do. So, you know, just to get it out there, you know, go to Ottawa, definitely try to support in some sort of way if you are interested. But that was the one thing that I kind of took away from it. It was definitely, like, rough to see it. I don't know.
Damn, man.
I can't say much more than that. But,
well, I mean, I know for me, if I were to see shit like that, you know what would make me feel better? Going to a fucking strip club. You had it. You were right there. Right there. God damn it.
Weird, man.
And you know who else needed the money? The goddamn strippers. Aside from everyone on the street. You could have helped put them through school, and you ignored them.
They probably were going through school.
They were. 100%. Shame on you. Trying to feed their family, and you just skip it.
Next time.
Next
time I'm in Ottawa. No, we should definitely go to Ottawa.
Really? Is it?
I think it's worth it to go just to, like, spend, like, a weekend there for fun.
All right.
I always
wanted to go. Yeah. You know, it's always special. It's a nation's capital. Of course, I got to see it before I go, before I move on from this earth.
Yeah, like, it's a pretty cool city. Kind of reminds me of Montreal a little bit.
Don't say it, because Montreal's a good time.
But it was cool.
Montreal's a great time.
It was cool. It's definitely worth it to go. I would definitely go back just for the fun of it. But yeah, that was my overall Ottawa trip.
Wow.
I had a really good steak. That was
steak.
Cool. Yeah, I had a really good steak out
That's
there.
Good.
Yeah.
One of the best you've ever had?
Lux Bistro on
Lux.
L-U-X-E.
Mm.
It was good. Lux That's Bistro, nice. Shout out to you guys. You guys do a really good steak.
Okay.
That was fun.
Not bad, not bad. Ask me how my week was.
How was your week?
It was fucking depressing.
Why is that?
It was miserable, all right? I was miserable.
Why are you miserable,
Carlos? I wasn't miserable. It was fine. It was fine. It was just a normal week.
The week
off. But you know what? Leading to the weekend that week, I had a good weekend. You want to know why?
I would love to know why.
Because I got a new bed. I got a new bed. It's fantastic, and it treats me well. I got a new bed. I got a new mattress, new bed frame. It feels good.
That's huge.
Oh, baby.
Oh, so that was the picture.
That was the picture.
Oh, okay. So he sent a picture to our group chat.
Yeah.
It's my new bed. Put the picture of the bed, didn't say anything.
No. And then I just left it to their imagination, be like, there you go.
We were assuming that he was in some hotel room.
No.
You know, doing
it's
the thing.
Funny you assume that.
Doing the thing at that.
It's funny you'd assume that.
It was a nice
bed. Oh, no. If I was in a hotel room, there would be before and after. You know what I'm saying?
It was a nice room.
You'd see feathers flying out and shit. And oh, boy. But yeah, it's a nice bed there. I got it suggested from the boy Andrew. Shout out to Andrew. Costco, Lake Ridge mattress right there. It's a nice pillow top surface, you know, and hard, you know, sturdy. Know what I'm saying? And then I got the bed frame from Amazon.
Damn.
set that whole shit up myself. Damn. My damn self. Bolts and screws, baby. And I went in.
You hearing this, like, ladies?
I go in. I set that shit up because I'm a handyman. I do my shit, my own shit.
Damn.
I don't hire no people. I handle my shit.
Damn.
That's how I roll. So then when I set it up, I laid in that bed. It was the best sleep I ever had.
I love that.
It was great.
It was the best sleep you ever had?
Best sleep
I love
ever
that.
Had. It was fantastic.
Isn't that the one of the most satisfying feels
you have
in the
no
world?
Idea. I was just like, bro, I was like going through, like, I was sweating. I was like going, I was fucking, I'm like, oh my God.
Yelling, bro, fucking
just,
throwing.
Oh
shit.
God. Oh God. I had to go fucking put my mattress one side of the apartment and bring it back all the way to the other to finish it up when I set up the bed frame. Oh, God, it was rough. But you know what? In the end, because that should be a signal for everyone. You work hard enough. In the end, it's all worth it.
I love that.
I clean my room up. I'm a whole new person now.
God damn.
I walk around. My back Ooh-wee. Is not aching. I'm not in pain. I am on another level. I'm on the HNL. Ho, nutha, lapo. Shout out to Keegan Michael Key from Mad TV.
I love
Yo,
that.
I am great. I feel good. But you know who I feel sorry for? My opponents during cuffing season. Because this shit is no joke. Y'all, this bed is comfy as shit.
God damn.
And I'm going to put in work.
God damn.
I'm trying to break this shit and try to get my warranty back.
God damn.
So if you ready, cuffing season is upon us.
Holler at him.
You know what to do. I'm ready. Is you? And don't even get me started on the pillows because
Sleep
Country, Slip Country finest. Why buy a mattress anywhere else? I sure did.
Sleep Country, you can have that for free.
And it was worth. And it was definitely.
Not gonna have that for free.
But yes, I did that. So I got my bed, and that was comfy. I actually went to a 2000s birthday party.
Oh,
that was fun and fine and dandy.
That's hype.
Happy birthday to Angela. Thank you for the invite.
Happy birthday,
and,
Angela.
And not only was I invited, she actually asked me if I play the music.
Oh, the again?
Again.
Again?
One year.
Damn.
Can you believe that? 1 year. And I'm like,
this guy.
It's an honor.
You're in the wrong career, my friend.
What am I doing?
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You could be DJ.
I could be a DJ. I could MC. I could do this all. What am I doing? I need to buy a turntable and just teach myself. Just fucking
yes.
Like.
Yes. 100%.
No. Let's do it.
You can stream on Twitch.
Yeah. And just
That's how people be doing it nowadays.
Don't forget to like. Yo. Yo, thanks for the sub, y'all.
Take your shirt off.
Take my shirt. What the hell?
And the donation from Ryan says to take my shirt off.
Ryan, man, get the fuck out of my goddamn shirt. What the heck? What that mouth do? Man, what the fuck?
The $100 donation.
That's $100.
Show your feet. Sure.
Who the fuck is... Diplo of Major League. What the fuck are y'all doing? No. Don't do that shit. But yes, it was nice. I got some rave reviews for the music choices I played.
Amazing.
And I appreciated that.
Amazing.
I actually got offered for another birthday.
Ooh,
next year.
Sick.
So I'm like, oh, this is great. This is good.
See, this is a spark.
This is it's something there. There's something there. I can feel it. I can feel it. There's something there. There's something there. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if I want to be a DJ though. That seems like I don't know if I have the it factor to play. Cause like then you have to switch up the whole. I don't even know if I could do that.
But learn it.
Yeah, I guess.
How hard can it be?
I guess.
You get the software. The software does half the battle.
Whoa! I'm not just hit play and just like put my arms out.
I've seen like you drag the songs on and you can like do all that stuff.
I'll be strictly Afrobeats.
Ooh,
no, hip hop and Afrobeat. Hip hop, R&B, and Afrobeat.
What's your DJ name?
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, shit.
Because you have to have a DJ name.
Of course. I can't be DJ Carlos. That's just generic. I need something with pizzazz. Something with pizzazz that captures you and really describes who I am in general. All right. I am going to be. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, give it up for Afrobeats, hip-hop, and R&B's finest DJ on the planet. Give it up for DJ Daddy Longstroke!
Wow.
And then I just come out, just, hey, ladies. It's only strictly females, my
audience. No, I'm not going to introduce you.
Why? Why not? You don't like that name?
I think you did a great job yourself. You know, I wouldn't be able to.
No. But you said it as if like you are not comfortable with introducing
me. I wouldn't be able to meet that standard.
What standard, dude? Energy. You just introduced. You're my friend. You're supposed
what
to introduce
you just
me.
Had. There's, I wouldn't be able to do it.
What the hell? You're supposed to just introduce me, dude. That's not nice. That's not nice. Whatever. Well, we'll figure out the DJ part. All right. And we also did the, before you left, we did the birthday party for the karaoke for Daniel. That was nice.
Oh, yes. Yes,
that was
did.
Nice. That was a nice little shindig yes, that we had did. There. You know, I didn't go to the Bloor party. I should have went there, but it was a Tuesday. I was tired as shit. The church, sorry, not Bloor. Church.
Oh,
Halloween Church.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that was one thing that was, yeah. That was, I think maybe we'll try to do that next
yeah.
year.
Yeah, hopefully it's on a closer to a weekend date, but. We'll figure it out.
Well, Halloween's going to be on a Wednesday.
It's Wednesday now?
Was it on Tuesday?
It was Tuesday.
So it'll probably be on a Tuesday. But yeah, so that was another thing that we happened to miss in Toronto. Mm. You know, one thing that we should try to go to next time.
I need to see video to see how sure it is. Because based on the description, it sounds hype as shite. Hype as shite.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we only have a few minutes before we get to commercial, but I want to talk about something quickly. We here at The Blank do not judge for anyone whoever you are, who you sleep with, or how you live your life. We don't judge at The Blank. We are all open. We love everyone and anyone. My phone's ringing. I'm not going to answer because it's none of the goddamn business. But I just want to say this message to Dwight Howard.
Oh,
my man.
Dwizzy.
You need to get your shit together, bro.
What?
That is wild.
I didn't hear what happened.
You don't know what happened to Mr. Dwight Howard?
I think we should wait. Until, I think we should wait until after.
All right. Well, wait until after because if you didn't know, oh boy.
I had no idea.
He got himself in some doo-doo.
I had all no right? idea.
But we'll figure it out after the break. We'll figure it out after the break. And there's another athlete that I wanted to address as well, who is most certainly going on some people's kids today. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we fallen soldier. Yesterday we lost a soldier in the internet battle. Omegle, famed internet website used to connect perverts to younger people, has passed away yesterday. The owner felt like it was time to end it due to the apparent crimes that were committed from it, and it wasn't worth the stress, and he did not want to get a heart attack in his 30s. It is now time we pay our respects. Ryan, if you can please sing us a little song to remember the good times.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Rest in peace, Omegle.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. R.I.P. Omegle.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, hopefully you're still with us. I know it's been a long episode, but you know, I do want to address the commercial that we just did.
Oh, they're with us. Because if you're not with us, then that means you're against us.
Oh.
You don't want to be against me. Not during cuffing season.
Goddamn.
Because I'm a different kind of beast.
Goddamn.
I have a new bed. You don't want it with me.
Beds are no joke.
All right.
But before we talk about the whole cuffing season,
yes,
would like to talk about Omegle a little bit.
Okay.
So was that exactly the reason why? I didn't read exactly.
I skimmed through it, but he legit said that he admitted during the thing that he was sexually assaulted when he was like younger.
Oh, shit.
So he felt guilt from all the crimes of like perverts meeting up, you know. Yeah. Flashing themselves on the screen or just like when they meet up and shit goes down, he felt like guilt from it. And he like those legit he felt guilt, and he literally said that it is not worth the psychiatric help, the psychiatric, like, it's not being, it's that him running that site is not worth the psychiatric crisis that he's going through, or the finances that he has to put through to run this site.
Interesting.
So he just like abruptly shut down the site, and he just felt some type of way about it. It just like shut down. It sucks because there was a lot of YouTubers that depended on that site. Like they would
tons of content.
Yeah, from that website.
Like that definitely puts a lot of content creators in sort of a stranglehold for them.
They probably were like, open a website, like, okay, let's get to work, and then. They open to see that. They're like, what the f-? But, hey, RIP to Omegle. I had a good time on there. I remember in high school I used it. Met some weirdos, but some cute ladies. It was good. It was good.
Yeah. I think, like, high school was, like, the time to mess around with that kind of
shit. It started
right?
in 2009.
Yeah.
Prime high school. So, and it's been running for so long. But, no, I had some good times on there. Creepy moments as well.
Yeah, but, definitely some fucking weirdo moments.
There's some weirdos on there, but hey, to each their own, you know. Shout out to Omegle. Shout out to the creator. Thank you for the memories.
That's like real, like, down to earth.
Just like good for you, honestly.
Like,
to admit that, you know, there's clearly something wrong with society today, and we need to get shit with you. Just good for you.
Like, he probably had, like, it in good intentions to be like, I just want to connect people.
He literally mentioned that,
like,
too. Like,
he's,
he
like,
really
just
wanted
connecting people,
connect,
by randomly. Like,
you
get to talk, get to know other people. Like, don't they have an app for that? Where, like, you can, like, pick and choose, an area, and then you get connected to somebody with that. Like, let's say, for example, if I was in Cambodia and you were in Canada, we can, like, randomly match with each other and just video chat each other for, like, a minute or two just to, like, talk. So I think, like, they took Omegle's sort of idea and then almost perfected it with smartphones so that you can be pretty much anywhere, like, on the street and then be randomly chatting with somebody as opposed to having to be.
Oh, I've heard, I don't know the name, but I know what you're talking about.
And honestly, with good intentions. Yeah, like,
there's other apps that are similar to. I know Monkey is a good one. I actually just downloaded that yesterday.
Oh, goddamn.
Prime cuffing season material.
Goddamn.
I gotta tell you.
We're gonna have to get into that.
It's you know, it's a good way to really shine your personality.
I like it.
I mean, you know, it's not really. Pictures can say a few things, but personality says much more. So
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, tough, like, end of an era. Definitely after so many years, and just good for you. Like, it's not, yes, it's you hosting the platform for people to kind of, you know, show their fucking terrible colors, but there was probably a lot of good that came out of Omegle here and there, you know. And sad to see something that was so legendary go. I felt like it was part of, like, us growing up. I always thought it was going to be around, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems simple enough. Why wouldn't it be around, right? Yeah. But apparently, some people had to ruin the fun for a lot of people, so...
The financial part of it, I was interested because I don't ever remember being ads on that.
No.
So he just put his own money into, like...
It was his own money.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Even better of a dude.
Yeah. So good for him, man.
Good for you,
good
man.
On you, sir. All right. Let's get into some tea, as the females say.
I would love to hear that.
Dwight Howard.
What is this? Oh, yeah, the Dwight Howard thing. Yes, yes.
Dwight Howard. You know Dwight Howard.
Everybody knows Dwight Howard.
Howard, center in the NBA. Well, previous center in the NBA.
Yeah, he went to the finals.
The finals.
With the Orlando Magic. Yeah,
yes, that's right.
One of the most dominant centers in all of history.
That's right. Easily an NBA Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Now he plays for the
NBA champion with the Lakers.
NBA champion with the Lakers. He's a he's got a long road.
He's done quite a bit. Now then, he is currently in court for sexual assault.
Really?
Yes, he is.
Damn.
And he received a message in the person DMs, you know, from Dwight, stating that, hey, do you want to have a threesome? Wow. And the person, who is a man, asked, whoa.
What?
Do you mean me or, like, with another person? With me and another person? And Dwight said, either or is fine. So
either or is fine. You know what? Cut the other person.
Yeah. You know what? You. What about you? What are you doing? Dwight Howard wants to know what you're doing this weekend. NBA future NBA Hall of Famer Dwight Howard would like to know what's up.
Is there a screenshot that we could use?
I don't believe they do the screenshot.
I would love to see this.
But they did describe this in depth in court. Dwight Howard, apparently this person did go to Dwight Howard's home.
Oh, so he won?
Now, hang on.
All right.
Hold on.
Dwight Howard.
It is Dwight Howard. The person arrives at Dwight Howard's home, and Dwight asks, where's the other person for the threesome? And the person who is suing says, oh, they're going to be here soon, but they're just late. So Dwight says, okay, do you want to go upstairs? And he does. And they engage in sexual intercourse.
Wow.
And,
that's crazy.
And they've engaged in sexual intercourse. The third person arrives, and it's another male.
Oh.
Now, in regards to what happened here, Dwight's response from Dwight Howard himself
said,
whatever I do in the bedroom is my damn business.
Yeah.
He did not deny it, though.
Okay. Wow. That's a shocker.
That bet you didn't see that one.
No,
coming.
I did not see
that.
That
was
coming.
Not
that
your,
there's anything that, wrong
nothing
with that.
Nothing wrong. It's just
you know you.
It wasn't on your bingo card of things to hear about.
Love who you love.
Yeah.
You know, be yourself. Do what you need to do.
But all these rumors of Dwight Howard having
wild.
67 children
yeah.
with multiple women.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
He's like had sex with like hundreds, if not thousands, of women.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a thing.
That was a rumor about him.
And he has tons of kids.
Yeah. I guess he got fed up. I guess he reached his max of females. They're like, all right,
wow.
Let's move on to the next.
Isn't he in China right now?
I believe he plays for a Chinese team. But
he plays for a Chinese team, but this happened in the States?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yes, this was in the States.
Like some little Asians.
Oh, no. If this was in China, he'd be on the death. He'd probably be fucking executed.
Probably.
Yeah, right?
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
like Dwight who?
Dwight. I don't know Dwight.
Don't
like,
know
wait,
Dwight.
I'm sorry, Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
No. I don't know Dwight. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Wow.
That's wow.
So he didn't deny it.
Mm-mm.
And it's happening.
It's happening.
I wonder what's going to happen with this trial. That's crazy. We got to keep everyone updated.
Yeah, the person's suing for sexual assault because apparently Dwight was a tad too aggressive.
Wow.
Did some unnecessary shit. But,
wow.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
I guess I would like to say good for you, Dwight, for exploring your sexuality. But you don't.
What if he actually.
You don't do that fucking crazy ass shit without people's consent. That's
yeah,
fucking.
That's
I don't know what happened.
Mm.
And we'll probably get more details as like more details come
out.
As
time goes on.
But.
As life goes on.
That's crazy.
That's insane. In men,
Dwight
the
Howard,
membrane.
That's nuts.
Yeah. But hey, man, when you have
wow.
millions of dollars, you get bored. You know, you just try some shit. Try some shit. Invite two
whatever
dudes.
You do in the bedroom is
yeah,
his own
it's your,
business.
It's your business. It's your business. I'm
hey.
Just saying, I don't want to become friends with an NBA player and be like, hey, man, you want to go to my bedroom? Sorry? No, I ain't trying to. No, thank you, man.
That's crazy.
Hey. Jeez,
he's the last person I really would
right?
have thought, honestly. Like one of the last people
right?
I would ever
I
think.
Didn't see that coming at all.
Like there's some dudes in the NBA you could probably
like,
be like, hey, maybe, you know, like
I saw that one coming.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, no.
But Dwight,
if Kevin Garnett was exposed like that would be like, whoa, what
yeah.
the fuck? Guys like Kevin Garnett or like LeBron even.
Yeah, that'd be like
oh my God. Really?
Dwight. Damn.
But Dwight Howard. Damn.
Wow.
Maybe Kobe had a point. Maybe he was a bit soft. Maybe it was a tad soft. Maybe there wasn't.
Hey, one. Kobe was never wrong.
Hey,
man.
Yeah, look at that.
Other than that one time.
Yeah, what? Oh, that. Oh, dear. Ooh.
That was wrong.
Aye,
yeah.
Aye, aye. Yeah, that was
that
bad.
That was wrong.
That was bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Not speaking bad on Kobe in any sense, but that was bad.
That was rough. But cheaters never win and winners never cheat. All right. Well, in other sports news, I'm going to get to the some people's kids, but it's Thursday tonight.
It is Thursday.
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
We have a football game tonight.
Oh, we do? Chicago Bears?
Yes, we do. And you know what? They're playing the Panthers tonight.
Carlos is a newfound.
And you know who's going to win tonight?
Who's going to win tonight?
The Chicago Bears!
Carlos is a newfound NFL
Let me tell you
fan.
Something. Let me tell you something. Tyler Bagent is the greatest thing to ever happen to the NFL. All right?
He's actually the man.
He's solid.
He's the man.
Solid.
Yeah,
he's like solid.
Him. He's a little pretty
he's,
boy.
I saw them tattoos, though. I'm not going to lie, Tyler. You could do better. That is, wow, not good. But the man can throw.
He's a young kid, man.
He had no stars coming out of high school. It ends up being a backup QB. They call him up after Justin Fields gets injured. And he's like, hey, I got this. And he killed it that game.
Yeah.
Tonight, Justin Fields is cleared, by the way.
And they're starting Bagnett?
We don't know.
Oh. We gotta go watch.
We gotta find out and see, because Tyler's been doing that. Dude's getting a bit of yards, you know. But the issue is that because Justin Fields, him and DJ Moore have a bit of a relationship. DJ Moore gets more yards with Fields than he does with Tyler. But we don't know yet. But it don't matter if it was Justin Fields, Tyler Bagent, hell, Dan Marino could get a fucking contract and come back with his old ass. At the end of the day, the Chicago Bears are gonna win it. We're going to win it all, damn it. We're going to go to the Super Bowl this year, babe. Next year, damn it. Let's get it. Let's go Bears.
I like it.
Woo!
I like it.
Let's go Bears.
Chicago's a good city to root for.
I like it. I like Chicago.
You know?
I haven't been, but I've you know.
And I'm glad that you picked like a team that wasn't like just winning.
Oh, that's boring. That's boring. There's like more excitement for teams like this. Because when they do win, it's a big deal.
Huge.
Gets your blood pressure up.
Huge.
It goes nuts. It's WrestleMania, basically, when they win.
I like it.
But we're 2-7. But you know what?
We're working on it,
babe. Yeah. Baby steps.
We're working on it.
I mean, we're not the Arizona Cardinals or anything. Okay? But we're getting there. So let's get it, Bears. Let's go, Bears.
I like it.
Woo! All right. Now the moment we've all been waiting for. Who am I going to give some people's kids to today?
They've been waiting a week.
A whole empty ass week. A lot of shit went down in the last week. But I'm going to do it based off what I saw today. Now, this incident happened back in July, but a video was released today. And that was a former NHL hockey player, Alex. How do you pronounce the last name?
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about. Galinichuk. Whatever. Galinichuk. You know who I'm talking about. Back in July, Mr. Galinichuk, who played for Arizona in the NHL, was driving drunk. He damaged personal property, someone else's property, was charged with a hit and run.
Wow.
Resisting arrest. Threatening an officer, amongst others.
Holy shit.
And they released a video today where he was spewing racial slurs against the officer.
Really?
He said the N-word a few times.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You
were not looking good, man.
Yeah, I know.
God.
And it was not a good idea. He was threatening the officer, saying that he knows the Russian mafia. And
oh my God, wow.
So mind you, Arizona, they did not get word of the video or know what happened. They just saw the charges and they're like, yeah, you're fired, you're done. So they fired him from the NHL. He currently plays for the KHL, and yeah, it's probably not going to look good for that after that video came out.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Holy
and
shit.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Not good at all. Plays for Team USA also. But that's probably a wrap. Probably Dunzo.
Definitely.
Here's the deal. I drink. I like to get, you know, I like to have a few beers, a few.
The wet my whistle.
Yeah, you know, I like to, I like to get down and dirty every time and time again. You know what I'm saying? I say some thoughts on my mind that I usually don't say. I usually tell people I love them, even though I'm more caring. I get a bit annoying with the caring. Ask this guy. He knows.
I love you, Carlos.
But all I'm saying is, in my history of alcoholic indulgement, not once have I ever spewed any racial slurs.
No.
Not me.
No.
I don't believe he has either.
Maybe to myself.
Well, let's talk about another time. That's another episode. But I'm just saying. Folks, if you can't handle your liquor because you're a mess, don't drive. That's a very important one.
First thing.
And if you have some hidden thoughts that you really can't help but express while you're on alcohol, probably don't drink them.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Slow your roll. Don't drink. Don't. If you're a hidden racist, be racist elsewhere.
Yeah.
By yourself. All right?
Write it down.
Yeah. Just don't be around people.
Put in your diary.
Yeah. Because everyone has secrets. Everyone is not everyone is a good person. That's just the way the world is. But if you just have some thoughts on your mind that you can't, if you are just not a good drunk, don't drink or simmer down. Take it easy. Be around people that truly care about you. All right?
Definitely.
Yeah, just can't. I haven't experienced anyone that's says racist thoughts while inebriated. It's just not something I can comprehend. What's the saying go? Drunk thoughts, sober. Sober thoughts, drunk. I forget the saying.
Drunk actions or sober thoughts, yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Folks, what do we do? Alex, it's me here. This is Carlos here.
That's crazy. Right?
Look at me, buddy. You fucked up bad. There's probably no going back to this. Whatever hockey-related things career you had, probably done.
Over.
Probably done.
Over.
KHL, done. Team USA, especially done. Wow. You blew it with the NHL. You thought you'd come back with the resurgence with the KHL. But no, this is bad, dude. This is really bad. I don't know what to tell you, my friend. The hit and run is one thing. That's rough. That's bad. That's a bad, bad, bad thing. But these charges here. Oh, buddy. Dude, you fucked up a good thing.
Great thing.
A thing people would kill to go for. And you fucked it all up simply because you could not handle your liquor. Now, I know you say you issued an apology, but dude, all that shit you said in there, these are hidden things that you've kept to yourself for a while, and you just spew it out. Sir, the world knows who you are now. And you know what? If that's who you are, great. But now, these organizations want nothing to do with you, pal. You have the talent. All you had to do was shut the fuck up and not drink.
Go to Uber home. You got the money for it.
You got the money. There's no excuses. You can't say, oh, I'm low on money. I need to drive. No. You could have left your car there. If your car got stolen, you could have easily afforded another one. Or you could have Ubered to places until you can get a new one. That's all. But instead, you, at the end of the day, get help, brother. It's time for rehab.
Definitely. Definitely.
You got to see how not only this affects you, but how it affects others. You probably had people that were fans of yours that looked up to you. But now you brought excitement and joy when you played the game. But now in life, You bring disappointment and shame. Alex, welcome to Some People's Kids.
Congratulations.
Congrats. You need to go on the list, and I hope you get better, pal, because everyone has a down bad moment.
Sure,
it happens. But to go on a racial tirade simply because of your inebriation, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. But sadly, you officially wrecked yourself. Get the help you need, brother.
Boom.
That's all I got to say on that.
You know what is crazy that happened recently that I didn't realize up until a couple days ago? So, speaking of people throwing their lives away.
Uh-oh.
There happens to be a person that Carlos may not remember, but we used to party with this person here and there in high school. They did not go to our high school.
In high school?
Yeah.
They did not go to our high school.
They did not go to our high school.
I know this person.
You've met this person.
I've met this
person.
Maybe
once or twice in life. Okay. I only read the article up until recently.
Oh, shit. There's a news article about it.
There is a news article about it. I did not know. This person, our age.
Oh, shit. So I probably have met this person.
Went to Maple High.
Ooh. Asian.
Asian?
Maple High has Maple a predominantly High went to Asian school.
Went to Maple High.
Yeah.
I think they went to UFT. Graduated with honors.
Oh, shit.
Became a physician.
Smart person. Oh, this is a smart person. A
very smart person. Became a doctor. Went to med school.
I partied with this person?
Yes. In high school.
What,
guess where this person is today?
Oh, no.
On trial
for
selling fentanyl.
Whoa!
Can you believe that?
Literally Breaking Bad.
Crazy. Crazy. I did not know that until a couple days ago, literally. So okay. I had a buddy that reached out to me and was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Did you hear about so-and-so? And I'm like, no. Like, what are you talking about? And he sends me this article. Her face.
Oh, it's a female.
It's a female.
I know this person. Yeah. Is there a picture of her?
There is a picture. Yeah, I will show you after.
Okay,
the fact. But
I'm very curious.
I don't want to throw their name out there.
Yeah, I'm not. I wouldn't.
We're not gonna do that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that. But they pretty much got caught. There's this whole like fentanyl ring that was going on.
Ring?
There was like in Hamilton. They kept the drugs in Vaughn, in Maple, and then like people in Hamilton got arrested. I think it was like 20 people got arrested, literally. And then and then there's one person that's still like fleeing that they're trying to find at this moment. Crazy. This person threw their life away. Our age. Became a doctor.
What does she need the money for?
I have no fucking clue.
Dude, you are set
literally
for life.
Threw their life away. So it just reminded me of the hockey player story. Just people throwing their lives away.
Why?
But,
Oh my God.
Yeah, crazy. If you do would like the article, I will send it over to you. Just message us on Instagram or whatever it may be, and I will send it over to you. I don't want to put that person's name
up. This is a smart
there.
Person. Wow.
Yeah, Carlos and I definitely, we've had our times partying with this person here. And there.
Went to the house party?
House parties.
At,
yes.
You know whose place?
Yes, you know whose place. Many of the Asian house parties we would have.
Oh my God.
Crazy. Yeah, nuts.
Damn, I'm kind of concerned.
Close to home.
Damn.
Had no idea.
Oh, no.
Weird.
On trial, huh?
On trial, yeah. I'll look up the... I wish I could say... I don't want to spew anybody's business on our podcast, but...
That's crazy.
It's crazy, like, seeing how people pick and choose their life.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I don't know who this person is. I'm not going to give you a name. I'm sorry.
You're also on something.
Yeah, I mean, what were you thinking? Graduated with honors and ends up being a doctor?
Yeah, med school. A doctor in Toronto. I'm sure
what
she,
is it?
She Dude, probably had patients.
There's no way. There is no way you make under six figures.
She probably had patients. She probably made more than six figures.
Right?
Or like high six figures.
There's no way. In this city, with being a doctor, there's
like
no way.
High six. I would think they're doing well enough to not get into that lifestyle.
100%. You're comfortable. You're set. What was the point?
Unbelievable.
What was the point? Why? Yeah. Did you really think you could do that for the rest of your life and you think you wouldn't get... What? Come on. Come on. And I feel like when I find out who this person is, I'm going to be extra disappointed.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you... Like, we'll see if you remember the name.
If I remember.
Not, but, well, it... It's
but the picture is... There is a picture?
There is a picture, yes.
Okay, I'll see the picture.
There
but,
picture,
like...
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, people all I'm saying is, if you have a career that anyone would kill for, and you're happy in your job, do that. If you're not happy with the job, simply quit. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. You can always restart. There's always time, folks. Don't ever feel like you have to do dumb shit by selling drugs to make your life more, you know, exciting. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe we're going to end this on a note like this. Unbelievable. I'm so disappointed.
If you are interested, we will send you the link and I will I will share.
Wow.
I don't want to air people's business. I just had to tell Carlos that because it just reminded me of people throwing their lives away
on some dumb shit like that.
Dumb shit, yeah.
Unbelievable. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed in this. I don't even know who this person is, and I'm so disappointed. And I partied with this person? A drug ringleader now?
Yeah.
Huh.
We have partied with this person.
Oh, my goodness. Did they say how long this thing has been going on?
No. I don't have no idea.
Huh. Unbelievable. I'm so disappointed in you. To think that I partied with you. And you probably wine pom me ting too. Shame.
Shame.
For shame. All right? Any of you guys that end up being drug ringleaders, stay the fuck away from me, all right? I don't party with criminals.
Love it.
I look forward to your emails. Well, we got to end the episode here because I need a break. I need a breather because that just took a toll on me.
Yeah. It was tough.
That's a rough one.
Tough one.
Well, tune in. You're back next week, right?
We're back next week.
All right.
100%.
Just triple checking because, you know, people are asking questions. Anywho, thank y'all for coming in and for joining us this week. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Tune in next week where we're also going to continue talking about some dumb shit, you know, usuals, the huge. Anywho, a quick shout out. Happy birthday to Rhoda.
Oh, happy birthday, Rhoda.
Happy birthday. All the best to you, pal. Love you, kiddo. Anywho, I'm Carlos.
I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. And as always, y'all, be happy with your fucking careers and do what you gotta do to live. Don't fucking sell drugs, you idiots.
God.
And fill it in!
Later, everybody.
Bye.